提醒特训
A
听长对话，选择最佳答案，对话读两遍。
Dale, what do you usually do in your free time?
Oh, Annie, I usually go out to take photos.
Really? When did you start learning to take photos?
When I was 9 years old, my father bought me a camera on my 9th birthday.
Wow!You have had the camera for 3 years? How many photos do you have now?
1,000.
Wow, that's really great. You have as many photos as I have coin. By the way, what's your sister's hobby?
Gina likes playing baseball. She started playing it at the age of 7.
Dale, what do you usually do in your free time?
Oh, Annie...I usually go out to take photos.
Really? When did you start learning to take photos?
When I was 9 years old, my father bought me a camera on my 9th birthday.
Wow! You have had the camera for 3 years? How many photos do you have now?
1,000.
Wow! That's really great. You have as many photos as I have coin. By the way, what's your sister's hobby?
Gina likes playing baseball. She started playing it at the age of 7.
B. 听独白，选择最佳答案。独白读两遍。
Hi, my name is Sally. Today is August 29th. Tomorrow, I will move out of here.I have already cleared out a lot of things, like some old magazines, a toy bear, a red hat, and an old bread maker. I have sold the old magazines. My neighbor's son, Jack, is 6 years old. He wants to keep the toy bear. What about the hat? I don't want to give up my pink hat because it was my 14th birthday present from my mother. I have had the old bread maker for 10 years.But it still works well. I will give it to my neighbor, too.
Hi, my name is Sally. Today is August 29th. Tomorrow, I will move out of here. I have already cleared out a lot of things like some old magazines, a toy bear, a red hat, and an old bread maker. I have sold the old magazines. My neighbor's son, Jack, is 6 years old.He wants to keep the toy bear. What about the hat? I don't want to give up my pink hat because it was my 14th birthday present from my mother. I've had the old bread maker for 10 years, but it still works well. I'll give it to my neighbor, too.
C. 听两段独白，完成句子。每段独白读两遍。
Gina is my foreign teacher. She is young and friendly. She always tries her best to make our English lessons funny and interesting. Once, she even won a prize for her excellent teaching. We like her very much. But before Gina came to China, she had a different job in Britain. She worked as a nurse in a children's hospital for 3 years, and she said she was happyto help the sick people. Now, Gina lives in China. She is happy to help people learn English and better understand English culture.
Gina is my foreign teacher. She is young and friendly. She always tries her best to make our English lessons funny and interesting. Once she even won a prize for her excellent teaching. We like her very much.But before Gina came to China, she had a different job in Britain. She worked as a nurse in a children's hospital for 3 years, and she said she was happy to help the sick people. Now Gina lives in China. She is happy to help people learn English and better understand English culture.
R.
Hello, my name is Justin.My grandpa tells me my hometown has changed a lot. There used to be only one shop on the main street, but now there are many stores along it. There used to be no cinema, but now we have quite a few. There used to be a park in the town. That was where my grandma met my grandpa for the first time. They often went for a walk in the park. However, the park is not there now, and it has changed into a big supermarket. My grandma says she likes the old town, but I think it's more comfortable to live in today's town.
Hello, my name is Justin. My grandpa tells me my hometown has changed a lot. There used to be only one shop on the main street, but now there are many stores along it. There used to be no cinema, but now we have quite a few. There used to be a park in the town. That was where my grandma met my grandpa for the first time. They often went for a walk in the park. However, the park is not there now, and it has changed into a big supermarket. My grandma says she likes the old town, but I think it's more comfortable to live in today's town.